Our weekly Spotlight programme next features the places in the Czech Republic that you should know. And if you're interested in Prague's art scene, cultural idiosyncrasies and unique nightlife, then you'll doubtless find yourself in Žižkov. And Palace Acropolis is the place to start. Christian Falvey looks at the night spot with a history in this edition.
Giving you a full taste of the phenomenon of Acropolis pushes the limits of radio. Its goodness is multi-layered. There's the rich old history of the venue and the one-of-a-kind position it holds in post-revolution Czech cultural life. Then there's its enticing griminess and underworldliness that can't but leave you with the impression that you've entered a secret Prague underground known only to a privileged few.
Excellent.
That feeling is, of course, entirely mistaken. Every Czech travel guide there is registers Acropolis among its hotspots, and it remains a cultural epicenter despite everything that post-revolution entrepreneurialism has thrown in the same direction in the last 15 years. Amid all the music and cultural institutions that have risen and fallen in the last 20 years, Acropolis has held its own through some kind of unusual aphrodisiac. The recipe for that is an inimitable mix of acclaimed indie performances, unique interior art that makes an atmosphere that transcends trendiness, and the unabashed grunginess that befits a place that's there for art, drink, sex, and dancing, in whatever order you like. Acropolis director Lubomir Schmidtmeier and I agree that base ingredient is the symbiotic relationship Acropolis shares with its neighborhood, Žižkov. It's hard to imagine one without the other.
No, snažíme se o to a vlastně většina lidí, kteří tady dneska pracují, tak...
We try to have a close relationship to Žižkov, and really the majority of the people who work here are Žižkovites. We try to keep the two together. Žižkov was originally a very proletariat neighborhood, which started to change in the 1990s and kind of regenerate into a sort of Prague Montmartre, for comparison's sake at least. More and more, it is becoming a quarter where there are a lot of foreigners, lots of artists. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Going back in time now, why Palace Acropolis? Because it's on a steep hill, for one thing, and more importantly, because when it was built in 1927 as an upscale middle-class residential building with a theater in its bowels, it was actually intended to be a center of cultural life for the big urban quarter that was changing as rapidly as it had emerged. In those early days, there would have been up to 430 seated visitors there, watching cabaret and amateur theater, piano playing, and the last silent films of the era. Acropolis was designed and built by a World War I legionnaire and architect Rudolf V. Svoboda for himself and other legionnaires. Svoboda built several buildings in Žižkov in the last days of Art Deco, of which Palazzo Acropolis is the best known. Once there was an interior full of romantic paintings celebrating the founding of Czechoslovakia, which was no longer customary in the late 1920s, but fitting for a bunch of veterans. Downstairs was a café famed for its excellent coffee, of which it served 14 types. The theater flourished, and its troupe included some of the best actors of the First Republic, who were just starting out at the venue, such as Zita Kabátová, Rudolf Hrušinský, and later František Filipovský. Jeroným Janíček is a well-known radio presenter who has also edited a book on the history of Acropolis.
Once Filipovský finished here, one of the subsidiaries of Supraphon moved in, and they were making needles for gramophones here. That went on for about 10 years, and then this became a storeroom for fabric, then a storeroom for potatoes, and it gradually just became an enormous rubbish dump. When Klima and Vorel cut the lock and went into Acropolis in 1989, they found not only a huge amount of junk, but also soggy walls, and they say the ceilings were collapsing. and today it's a gorgeous place.
To hrozilo skutečně propadem ty stropy. No a dneska to vypadá nádherně.
The old cafe at Kubelíkova 27 became, after the war, a canteen for cheap meals for senior citizens, and later for the workers building the television tower around the corner. Luckily for Prague's wonderful artistic environment, it did not stay that way forever. In 1996, the interior of Akropolis was turned into a work of art by one of the country's best-known contemporary sculptors, the wildly inventive František Skála. Architectural historian Zdeněk Lukeš describes the interior of Akropolis.
Skála se hodně nechává inspirovat různými přírodními motivy, jako jsou lesní.
Skála takes a lot of inspiration from all kinds of natural motifs, like forest driftwoods, for example, or items made out of wood that might not even have any function, but that are quite interesting. Here you have some kind of an aquarium full of strangely remarkable devices that I guess used to be parts of little machines, but we don't even know their original function. These kinds of things give a special kind of elegance, and altogether they combine to make a peculiar kind of mosaic.
With the Akropolis interior, Skála has made a kind of neo-art nouveau, nouvelle art nouveau, perhaps you could say. And like I said before, it's one of the things that keeps Akropolis from ever going out of style. So many Prague publicans put so much money into making a place nice, and it's considered tasteless in a few years. So many of Prague's once wonderfully artsy joints, on the other hand, have vested their trust in a cool artist, who really was, and that, I guess, says it all. Akropolis has found a happy medium in Skála's subtle but subtly striking work. Like old Art Nouveau, the whole place has a feeling of having somehow grown out of nature, but instead of being amidst the forest and the tendrils, like in the 1910s, Akropolis is more like a dark but colorful bunker with roots peeking through to form bars and tables and faces on the walls. The mainstay of Akropolis for the young Czechs who come generation after generation and the steady flow of foreigners looking for Prague's cultural underbelly is the music.
Naší snahou je vlastně dodávat sem věci nebo uvádět tady věci, které nejsou.
What we try to do is bring in things that are not too widespread or that other theatres and clubs don't do much. We try to discover new things from abroad, and where the Czech scene is concerned, we try to support quality young artists who don't have support elsewhere. So those are really our main focuses.
To jsou takový ty hlavní záměry.
And that's a plan that has paid off, as culture journalist Marek Gregor says.
One thing that Akropolis really was the first in the country to do was to work systematically with dramaturgy and bring attractive, modern, European music to the Czech Republic. The other interesting thing about Akropolis, even if it's not exactly my cup of tea, is that it was practically the first venue in the Czech Republic to start working with world music. Those are probably the two basic things in which Akropolis was the most sophisticated and through which it de facto defined the terrain for what goes on in the Czech Republic.
And what kinds of things you would never see at Palace Akropolis was a question I put to the stage manager, Michal Hons.
Michal David.
So pop.
He was never here. That's pop. Brutal, socialistic pop. It was never here.
Otherwise, anything goes?
Akropolis is a place for all kinds of art, so here was everything that you can imagine. And it's great for this venue, because this is the power of the venue, because we are able to make a really, really nice and really different concerts, shows, performances, exhibitions, etc. As I remember well, we had here a snowboard ramp. It was from this side here. The snowboarders were jumping here. Bikes were here, etc. It's great.
So what do you like most about your job?
I'm here for the theater, but my heart is in the music. So for me, it's the music and the gigs of the great bands. It's beautiful. One of the best shows I saw here, it was Paradise Lost concert, Sepultura concert, Him was here, Apollo 440. It's really great.